Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for me to say aloha or shalom or hola. But this is problematic according to a new column in USA Today. A column that says, is it time to stop saying aloha and other culturally sensitive words out of context? Is it really? By the way, a shalom is such a common greeting in Israel and among Jewish people and among people in general. Is there something wrong with people saying shalom, saying aloha? We will get to that in a moment. Is it also somehow worthy of being detained by a security guard if somebody is wearing a T-shirt which says on it, Jesus saves? Is that offensive? Should it be viewed as offensive? Do you view it as offensive? 1-800-955-1776. And diversity in action. We have a piece in the New York Times that actually points out that diversity trainings may be doing more harm than good. These different issues might be an example of that. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. First of all, this piece by David Oliver in USA Today. It begins by saying aloha, hola, and shalom. These are ways to say hello in Hawaiian, Spanish, and Hebrew, respectively. But just because you can say something doesn't mean it's always appropriate.
Excuse me?
On the surface, simple greetings and phrases from other races and cultures may seem fine to sprinkle into our vernacular, inclusive even. But did you know that aloha doesn't just mean hello or goodbye? It's a greeting or a farewell, but the meaning is deeper, says Maile Arvin, who was the director of Pacific Islands Studies at the University of Utah. Did you know they had a department of Pacific Islands Studies at the University of Utah? Utah, the last I saw, and increasingly because the Great Salt Lake is declining, it's getting drier and drier, dried out by drought, but Utah's landlocked. No Pacific Islands near Utah. I think part of why this may be a center or a location is because one of the very early missionary efforts in the Hawaiian Islands that helped to determine that the islands would be part of the United States rather than an independent kingdom was from Joseph Smith, the original prophet in the LDS Church. And which is one of the reasons that you have the Polynesian Cultural Center, which is, but that's okay, the connection between Utah and Hawaii. The director of the Pacific Island Studies at the University of Utah, whose name is Maile Arvin, says, one of my Hawaiian language teachers taught it to me as aloha means recognizing yourself in everyone and everything you meet. So that's like everyone and everything all at once? No, it's everything and everywhere all at once. It's Oscar front runner. If you're not Hawaiian and you say it, it could come off as mockery, says David Oliver. And that's just one word to think about. The use of certain words requires education, knowledge, and the foresight to understand when they should or shouldn't come out of your mouth. Really? Intention matters most, he says. dropping hola or shalom to someone you know who speaks Spanish or Hebrew, for example, isn't something to worry about. Actively don a fake, exaggerated accent and say those words? Therein lies the problem. Like saying ni hao to some Asian Americans who aren't Chinese. This could be both ordering, othering, and a microaggression. Really? What we need is a critical consciousness in our public around language, says Jeffrey McCune, who's director of the Frederick Douglass Institute of African and African American Studies at the University of Rochester. It's at the University of Rochester because that's where Frederick Douglass ended his life. He's buried there in Rochester. He says, language is too critical to our culture that we don't just casually use language in ways that might offend or even do harm to certain groups of people. Let me say, it is almost impossible to imagine as one of the groups of people that they talk about in this article, Jewish people, namely, I cannot imagine a situation where it would be offensive for someone to say shalom. Okay, if somebody is coming up and they're about to vandalize your Jewish community center by putting swastikas on it and they say shalom, that's offensive. But that's not a usual context. Just basically saying shalom to somebody is really? That's offensive? If you say ciao to someone who's Italian-American, is that offensive? Everyone needs context before speaking another's language and culture besides their own. We have a responsibility to be somewhat judicious with our language and to have care for what we do with language. And then they have a range of suggestions under the heading of think before you speak. It says, first of all, make an effort to befriend people from other cultures. Step outside your comfort zone and talk to people who do not share our values and our experiences, says Sunny Rucker Chang, associate professor at the Center for Slavic, East European, and Eurasian Studies at The Ohio State University. You'll likely get a better feel for what's appropriate to say. Ask yourself, what are you saying, why you are saying the term? Are you using the term because you want to say something besides hello or hey? Well, usually. Consider the cultural implications before you do, McCune says. Is it to the benefit of laughter and sarcasm and satire? Or is it a genuine interest in being a part of a cultural community that recognizes the historical meaning and historical significance of various terms? Educate, educate, educate. Whether it's the history of colonialism in Hawaii or other significant historical facts, knowledge helps fight ignorance. Above all, if you feel uncomfortable saying something, don't say it at all without further research or consideration. It will save you and everyone some grief. Now, all this over using the term aloha, and by the way, is a proclamation of Christian faith offensive if it includes wearing a t-shirt that says Jesus saves? Should any non-Christians be offended by that? That's a big issue at the Mall of America, which is, I think it's still the largest shopping center in the United States, in Minnesota. And then there's an issue involving the National Hockey League, where a defenseman for the Philadelphia Flyers refused to wear a Pride Night rainbow jersey for warm-ups because he found it that it varied with his Orthodox faith. What about that? Is that offensive, bigoted, prejudicial, or just somebody asserting his own faith, which you're allowed to do in this country, aren't you? We'll be right back, 1-800-955-1776.
Michael.
Yes?
You sound awful, judging, mean, and nasty.
The Michael Medved Show. Call the
Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And it is outrageous. America has a growing problem of people being easily offended. The idea that someone might be offended if they happen to be Latino, if you say hola, or If somebody is a Asian or Pacific Islander, if you say aloha, can you say mahalo for thank you? Which is very common even by Haoles. Haoles are the way you refer to white people of European origin, at least by some in Hawaii, in the Hawaiian language. But if even Haoles can say mahalo, thank you, thanks. But that this is potentially offensive and disrespectful? Really? It is a bizarre situation. I will occasionally, when I'm on my way to services on a Saturday, and people recognize me, I'm picking up litter on the way because I actually believe in that, and it's complicated as to whether that's even acceptable by Jewish law. I think it is because we have an Eruv, but that's a different story. And that's more complicated. But anyway, when people recognize me, and sometimes I say Shabbat Shalom, because they know enough, that just says Good Sabbath, or Sabbath Peace. Offensive? I mean, good grief. And then there is this. There was recently the situation of a guy wearing a Jesus Saves T-shirt, and he wore it in a sacred enclave, the Mall of America. Now, the Mall of America is huge. It's one of those big shopping centers. He was detained by a security guard, and there's a video of this that's going viral. And the security guard ordered him to take it off or to leave the mall because it was offensive. People would find it offensive. The viral video shows the shopper being ordered to take off his Jesus Saves T-shirt. The Mall of America security guard threatens to kick the man out if he does not oblige. And social media users have reacted with fury. Well, of course, as one said, he should sue the mall. Well, that didn't happen because the man was later allowed to put his shirt back on. He was made to take it off. And I was saying, having anyone take off a shirt in February or January, late January in Minnesota can be life-threatening. It's pretty cold around there, but I know it's a well-heated mall. Okay. So that idea, the idea that that kind of proclamation of your faith is going to be offensive to somebody else, don't we go too far in this country about drawing boundaries about what's offensive and what's not? There's also this, where there's a defenseman named Ivan Provorov, who plays for the Philadelphia Flyers. I am not a hockey fan. Let me stipulate that. I know about the Philadelphia Flyers. They used to be the bullies of Broad Street, but okay, they're still a competitive team in the NHL, National Hockey League. And Ivan Provorov was asked to wear a rainbow jersey for warm-ups during Pride Night, and he refused to do it because of his Russian Orthodox faith. And he said, I respect everybody, and I respect everybody's choices. My choice is to stay true to myself and my religion. He didn't want to wear a rainbow jersey for warm-ups. This is what he sounded like in this controversy. This is clip 14.
Everybody, and I respect everybody's choices. My choice is to stay true to myself and my religion. That's all I'm going to say. Like I said, that's all I'm going to comment on that. If you have any hockey questions, I would answer those.
Can you just clarify what religion?
Russian Orthodox.
Okay, he's Russian Orthodox. So, and that's his interpretation. So he doesn't want to wear a rainbow jersey for warm-ups. There's a Canadian commentator named Sid Sachero, who was critical of Provorov's stance on the rainbow jersey. This is clip 15.
I think you find the Flyers $1 million for this. I'm not kidding. Figure this out and stop offending people on nights where it's not about that. It's supposed to be about inclusivity. The National Hockey League need to attack this and figure this out. Because what I heard last night was offensive and didn't make any sense. Because, for instance, if that was a military night, okay?
Right.
If anyone in Canada or in the States on a military appreciation night wouldn't wear a jersey pregame, do you have any idea the uproar that would have happened on that? Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea the backlash? Do you have any idea what happened on social media? I just think the NHL has to do something here. This is not good enough. This is not good enough. Hockey is for everyone, dot, 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 unless you don't agree with gay rights, is not the phrasing of this. You're either in this or you're not. And one last point. Nothing scares me more than any human being who says, I'm not doing this because of my religious beliefs. Because when you looked at people's lives, you normally say that publicly, you'd throw up at what you saw. You would throw up at what you saw.
Okay. Again, isn't that offensive toward religious people? Then he reiterates that the Flyers need to face a heavy fine. How ridiculous. Listen.
So don't give me that. With respect. Don't give me that, because no one's perfect. All right? Don't feed me the religious beliefs line. And all of a sudden the NHL is going to back off this. The National Hockey League today needs to fine that organization $1 million and reevaluate how they support gay rights. Because that is insulting. That is the number one trending topic in Canada. That is insulting what happened in Philadelphia. And if the NHL is serious about this, they say they are. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see how serious they are today.
Okay. Again, the idea that right now support for gay rights, however people choose to construe it, the idea of a pride night, the idea of a rainbow jersey, that this is the equivalent to supporting the Canadian military or the American military or anything else, it seems to me that this defenseman Provorov is making some unnecessary trouble for himself. What if he had just said he wasn't going to participate in the practices without making a big point about not wearing the jersey? But for goodness sake, this is one of the things that people worry about, and why all of the moves, including the Defense Respect for Marriage Act that was just passed and signed into law, which suggests, yes, that gay marriage is legal, but there are exceptions there in terms of saying that you do not have to, in your private life, your private organization, or even a public organization, go along with the idea of honoring it. Yes, it would be profoundly offensive for someone to wear some kind of T-shirt that was scurrilously anti-gay, but the idea that this should be $1 million fine if you didn't wear a rainbow jersey and a warm-up, don't we argue about stuff and get too easily offended?
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House briefed reporters this afternoon about President Biden's handling of classified documents. The National Archives says it must consult with the Department of Justice before releasing information on the president's actions to Congress. House Republicans on the Oversight Committee requested all documents and communications between the Archives and White House related to the discovery of classified materials found at the president's home and former office. The Archives says it will share that after consulting with the Justice Department to ensure it doesn't interfere with a special counsel Council's investigation. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is calling for the Biden administration to do more on immigration reform.
Our cities and mayors have guided us this far. Now it's time for our entire government to support the work.
Mayor Adams speaking at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. New York City has helped more than 40,000 migrants since last spring. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, I never heard of this hockey player, Ivan Provorov, before. But one of the things, and I go ahead, you can send us an email or call or something like that if you have thoughts about this, the chances are that he says he's not going to wear the rainbow T-shirt during warm-ups for the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team, NHL team, because of his Russian Orthodox faith. And Ivan Provorov is obviously of Russian ancestry. I don't even know if he's a U.S. citizen. I assume he is. But could be a Canadian citizen for all of that. But if he's a Canadian citizen, he has to deal with more restrictive free speech environment because, again, they have been pretty ruthless in Canada about shutting down any kind of speech that is politically incorrect or insensitive or you name it. The point about this is, look, part of what is going on with Russia in the world today is the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox faith, Patriarch Kirill, is a big ally of Vladimir Putin, and they both have made a very big issue of their opposition to same-sex marriage, their opposition to any kind of acceptance of people who are gay. That's part of why they have some support on the right. Would I vote for someone like that who was devoted to... No! But does that mean that somebody shouldn't be allowed to play hockey? There are lots of people who take political positions or religious positions. It may not be my own, but that doesn't mean that you don't want the best players possible for your team or that you should be fined $1 million as the Canadian commentator suggested. It's ridiculous. And the whole idea, there's so many Seinfeld episodes, and I defer to my partner on this show, Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, who knows these Seinfeld episodes, and he came up with one which is kind of reminiscent of the indignation that was expressed here about a hockey player not wearing a rainbow jersey for Pride Night warm-ups, not even for the game itself. And in this episode, Kramer comes to participate in an AIDS parade, an anti-AIDS parade, but he refuses to wear the ribbon. Sounded like this. Listen.
Cosmo Kramer.
Okay. You're checked in?
Yeah, thank you.
Here's your AIDS ribbon.
No, thanks.
You don't want to wear an AIDS ribbon?
No.
But you have to wear an AIDS ribbon.
I have to?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to.
But everyone wears the ribbon. You must wear the ribbon.
What you are? You're a ribbon bully.
Hey, you, come back here. Come back here and put this on.
Okay. Again, you talk about people getting offended and too offended. Around the Martin Luther King holiday, which was Monday, there was an incident in Columbus, Ohio, with a third grader at Shale Meadows Elementary School. And the boy was Noah, third grader. And Noah's teacher read aloud The Sneetches by Dr. Seuss, which was published back in 1961. And Noah said Sneetches with stars, who in the story by Dr. Seuss, shun Sneetches without stars, quote, sounded almost like what happened back then, how people were treated, like white people were disrespecting black people. Okay, the fact is that not only should we be impressed, this is in a commentary by Jarvis DeBerry for MSNBC, not only should people be impressed that Noah connected a story about prejudiced Sneetches to racist people, but we should also take note of him expressing the thought in the active voice, using a subject, verb, and object. He said white people disrespected black people. It's becoming rarer that sentences about our country's racist history are structured with such clarity. And what happened was that a number of people, when they were reading aloud on this, there were people who were offended by it because they thought that there was propaganda here and that they didn't present the other side in favor of the Sneetches with stars discriminating against the Sneetches without stars. When the show host... The school districts across the nation are being scrutinized for book selections in our schools on both sides of the spectrum, so they didn't want any commentary from the school district that it selected the Sneetches. I don't even know that Dr. Seuss piece. But one of the ironies here is, you remember, it was actually just a few months ago that people were going crazy over Dr. Seuss being canceled because there were some illustrations in, I think that I saw it on Mulberry Street and other Dr. Seuss books that were clearly racist. They were. They had Chinese people with wearing, you'll pardon the expression, coolie hats and slanted eyes. And the Dr. Seuss Foundation, which actually supervises his legacy, had wanted to stop publishing new copies of those old books with the racist imagery in them. It wasn't book burning. It wasn't suppressing the books. It was basically a decision by the Dr. Seuss guardians of his legacy to try to prevent people from associating some of that out-of-date racist imagery with Dr. Seuss. And now there are people who are upset because there's a third grader who actually does take the right approach from a Dr. Seuss book that they read aloud in class. The Jarvis DeBerry concludes his commentary by saying, the irony here is that the Sneetches oversimplifies race in a way that only a conservative could love. The Sneetches disliked one another, but then one day they realized that disliking one another was too costly, and they stopped. They, meaning those who'd been oppressed and those who'd been doing the oppressing, realized that, quote, no kind of Sneetch is the best, and they forgot about the stars. It's like the content of their character part of a famous King speech that he says conservatives often quote as if it were an accurate summary of the speech itself. That famous speech was the I Have a Dream speech at the big march on Washington, where he said that someday we'll be a country where people are judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. The idea that, he then is, concerned about the idea. Nothing about that speech or, black people, what he says, maybe we need Noah, this third grader, to explain to those who misrepresent it that King's speech is about the many ways white people disrespected black people, and that nothing about that speech or King's life deserves to be treated as a fairy tale. Okay. Are we basically just making issues of things that are basically healthy in our society? Isn't it healthy for kids to get the message that people shouldn't be judged by something superficial as to whether you're a Sneetch with stars or without stars? Meanwhile, there are real struggles going on, struggles in American legislatures. We'll get to one of them. And then this horrible helicopter crash that occurred in Ukraine. That and more coming up on the MedDev Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are such a riot.
And on the Michael Medved show, the latest news from the war in Ukraine, it's the war on Ukraine, because as soon as the attack on Ukraine and Ukrainian territory would stop, the war would be over. It's not a Russian-Ukrainian war. It's a Russian war against the people of Ukraine. 14 died in a helicopter crash near Kyiv, including the interior minister, his aide, the deputy interior minister, and others. And this is the way the news, and it's grim news, was covered by Clarissa Ward on CNN, clip 8.
This is where the helicopter crashed. The building right behind me was clipped. Then the helicopter nosedived into the playground at the back of the kindergarten. We know that all 9 people who were on board the helicopter, including this country's interior minister, Denis Ministirsky, the deputy interior minister, the secretary of state of the interior ministry, as well as 6 others on board that helicopter, they were all killed immediately. Also among the dead, children and parents who were just bringing their kids to school here, Don. I spoke to one woman who said that she didn't see the crash, she heard it, and that when she ran out towards the kindergarten, she saw children being rescued from the scene. Some of them were literally on fire because the jet fuel led to a massive blaze. And when our team arrived on the scene, saw at least 4 bodies on the ground. There's wreckage everywhere in there from the helicopter. We've seen them remove some large pieces of the chopper just in the last hour. But so far, we don't know yet what caused this. It was bad weather this morning. Another man said he was smoking a cigarette on his balcony and he couldn't even see. He could only hear the crash because the fog was so thick. But we don't yet know conclusively. Authorities here saying that they are looking into every possible potential angle. But needless to say, a truly tragic day in a country that has already experienced so much horror, so much sadness, and so much loss.
It is. And with the death toll on that apartment building that was hit by a Russian missile, that apartment building, its death toll is now 45. They had originally counted 30. There are more horrible stories about children dying in that attack as well. Is there any indication yet that this is the work of the Vladimir Putin's army? Would it have been a target, this helicopter carrying the interior minister? Yes, he's a very important person in the Ukrainian government, and the role is the equivalent of the Department of Homeland Security. And apparently it's a real loss to the Ukrainian people. There were some inspiring words, and especially considering the source. Sanna Marin is the Prime Minister of Finland, which is on its way to becoming a crucial NATO partner. And this is so significant because people used to talk about Finlandization. Finland was living under the shadow and the domination of the evil old Soviet Union because, of course, they're right next door to Russia. But here is what Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin had to say about the war in Ukraine.
We don't know when the war will end, but we have to make sure that it will end. Ukrainians win. I don't think that there's any other choice. If Russia would win the war, then we would only see decades of this kind of behavior ahead of us. I think other countries are looking very closely what is happening now in Ukraine. And if Russia would win, then it would send a message that you can invade another country, you can attack another country, and you can gain from that.
And that is a profound lesson that endangers Finland, Poland, Estonia, Lithuania, and the rest of the civilized world. And it's a message that all Americans should take to heart as well. Another message locally here, the police in the state of Washington have been handicapped recently by limitations on police pursuits that were established by the Democratic legislature. The Washington State Democrat Senator Manka Dingra, who is chair of the Law and Justice Committee in Olympia, state capital, says they probably won't take up a bipartisan, much-needed bill to correct some of these anti-police measures. Note that if she kills it, that this is a bill that goes nowhere without her support. This is clip 5.
I do not have the people pursued bill scheduled in the Senate, and I'll see what the House feels like sending over to me. I think that language is problematic because it takes us backwards to a time when we had innocent people dying because they just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. I think what I would be open to is actually, you know, having our CJTC, Criminal Justice Training Commission, actually study that, study from the perspective of what are best practices across the country. And, you know, right now the legislation that we passed is actually policy that a lot of our cities already had. So it's, you know, similar to what Redmond, Bellevue, I think even Spokane had. So to me, it would make much more sense to have the CJTC study best practices, take a look at national models, and come back to the legislature with a recommendation. I think this policy has become so politicized that people are no longer looking at data or best practices. They're having an emotional reaction to it.
Okay, and so much for bipartisan pro-police legislation. This is Pat Lynch, a police union leader, a police officer, and president of the Police Benevolent Association for the City of New York, speaking at a rally today about misguided laws, like some of those in Washington, that embolden criminals and burden police officers. Listen. Clip 12.
We need them to repair the laws that they broke that allow us to do the job we're doing. They have to strengthen those laws. Why? There's no consequences any longer for shooting at a cop. We've seen it today. We've seen attacks time and time again where perps know, why be afraid? A cop can't even fight back for themselves because of the diaphragm law. You can't hold a person down. You can't safely place them under arrest. We have to realize now the streets are erupting against police officers because the laws are lax. On top of that, we don't have enough police officers. The staffing is worse than it's ever been before. Police officers are retiring in droves, and other police officers are taking this shield off and putting shields of other departments on. We can fix this, but we need the public's help.
Okay, and that's New York City. It's far more acute in Seattle, where there's a real police shortage. Not a shortage, though, of films investigating one of nature's biggest mysteries. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
After a series of movies trying to pin down the truth of the ever-elusive Bigfoot, there's a new effort by filmmaker Seth Breedlove to locate the big hairy beast in Alaska, arguably the most remote corner of the United States. The resulting film, On the Trail of Bigfoot, Last Frontier.
Sasquatches are certainly in Alaska, and they're certainly walking around, and they certainly leave footprints. They're going to be discovered eventually. They're absolutely real animals.
The movie is mostly composed of dozens of Alaskans recalling their chilling encounters with various species of Sasquatch in different regions of Alaska. The camera work is often first class, with great glimpses of the great outdoors, but though they're on the trail of Bigfoot, they're far from catching up with any definitive evidence. 2 stars for the only occasionally intriguing On the Trail of Bigfoot, Last Frontier. And no, this film will not be the last word. And they actually do have some fairly well-staged footage of extras in a Bigfoot suit that look evocative, if not totally convincing. They don't pass it off as anything other than what it is. The New York Times has a piece asking, if you could choose your college again, what would you do differently? We'll talk about that. And a column by a leading conservative who says, despite everything you think you know, America is on the right track. And with everything going on in Davos, where the world's elite are meeting, that spawned lots of conspiracy theories. What are they? And The Atlantic says, American religion is not dead yet. Participation in traditional houses of worship may be in decline, but what about the innovations? We'll talk about that and much more, all coming up next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.